This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado home builders slowed down in 2023. Permits for new construction fell for a second straight year. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Last year, permits issued for new single-family homes in Colorado fell below 20,000 for the first time in years. John Covert is with the real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield. He says high interest rates starting in 2022 kept the demand for new homes low.
I think the interest rate spike that we felt back then really had a long-lasting effect all the way through the end of 2023.
Covert says fewer new homes keeps supply low and prices high. But he expects home construction to be significantly higher this year as interest rates nationally have started to decline. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Aurora's Stanley Marketplace has been hosting new immigrant vendors with the help of local volunteers. They'll have one final event before setting up shop elsewhere. Denverite's Isaac Vargas has the latest.
Selling everything from recycled dog leashes to homemade arepas, members of a Venezuelan migrant Facebook group have helped Denver's new immigrants find ways to showcase their skills and talents for cash. They're hosting their final fundraiser at Stanley on February 6. After, they'll be heading to other community spaces like Raíces Brewing Company, where they will host a Valentine's Day-themed market on February 13.
Visit Denverite.com for more information. And Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak will give the University of Colorado's spring commencement address. The 73-year-old spent 1 year at CU, but left the university shortly after being disciplined for running up the computer budget for this department. Despite the tiff, Wozniak appears to hold no grudge. You're listening to Morning Edition from CPR News. Stay right here. It'll be a chilly day across Colorado.